Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Da'wah and jihad alone constitute the foreign policy of the Khilafah as Sharia obligation. Jihad granted honor to the armed forces of Pakistan against the Hindu state and to the armed forces of Iran against America and the Jews. In jihad lies the dignity of the Ummah. In response to the Hindu state's Operation Sindoor, which began on the night between the 7th and 8th of May 2025, the Pakistani forces Operation Bunyan al-Marsus, in which multiple aircraft of the Hindu state were shot down, its defense systems were paralyzed, a de facto no-fly zone was imposed over occupied Kashmir, and Pakistan humbled the Hindu state, is clear proof that staging the pretense of reconciliation, normalization, and peace gives the disbelievers the courage to oppress Muslims, and that it is only through jihad that the enemy is brought to its senses. This is exactly what we witnessed in Iran's war with America and the Jewish entity. When Iranian forces targeted American bases in the Middle East with missiles and drones, rained missiles upon the Jewish entity, and struck American naval fleets, after which the American pharaoh Trump lost his composure and was compelled to persistently extend the ceasefire, so where are all those today who used to chant the slogan of peace, who in the name of realism preached submission to the disbelievers and said that war is not the solution to any problem? Indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth. إذا تبايعتم بالعين وأخذتم أذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم. When you engage in ina, transactions, hold the tails of cattle, become content with agriculture, and abandon jihad, Allah will impose upon you a humiliation that He will not remove until you return to your deen. Sunan Abi Dawood. And indeed, this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And indeed, honor belongs to Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. Al-Munafiqun 8. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ If you support Allah's deen, He will support you and make your feet firm. Muhammad 7. The entire history of the Muslims is marked by the grandeur of jihad, the personal command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in 27 battles, ghazawat, and His dispatch of dozens of expeditions, Saraya, permanently set the path for the Muslims, in which the Khulafa Rashidun, rightly guided caliphs, never allowed any interruption. Even the Umayyad and the Abbasid caliphs and their military commanders raised the Raya, banner of Islam, across the world through jihad. When negligence occurred in jihad toward the end of the Abbasid era, the Mongols were unleashed upon the Muslims. Thereafter, jihad resumed, and the Ottomans earned honor by holding Crusader Europe at the edge of the sword and fulfilling this Sharia obligation imposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, after the abolition of the Khilafah in 1924, the obligation of jihad was restricted merely to the defense of nationalistic borders within geographical limits, which in practical terms means obedience to the false gods of the international order. America attacks Venezuela, Iran, Syria, Sudan, Afghanistan, or Yemen whenever it wishes, and the Jewish entity commits aggression against Lebanon, Syria, Iran, or Yemen whenever it desires. Yet we set aside the Sharia obligations of the Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not advance to defend Gaza, Yemen, or Iran, limiting ourselves only to border defense. Why is this so? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, and what is obligatory upon Muslim armies, that وَإِنَ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ And if they seek your help in the matter of deen, then it is obligatory upon you to help them. Al-Anfal 72. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ And kill them wherever you find them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Al-Baqarah 191. Due to incomplete fulfilling of the obligation of jihad while remaining confined within nationalistic borders, the Ummah loses its strength. These nationalistic boundaries have fragmented the Ummah into pieces and provided the disbelievers the opportunity to target us one by one. O armed forces of Pakistan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made you responsible merely for protecting the Muslims living within the lines drawn by the British, but has made jihad for the protection of all Muslims obligatory upon you, as is evident from the examples of Muslim commanders throughout history. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not suspend jihad even for a few months after Badr or Khandaq, but conveyed the universal message of Islam to the East and West. Today, the Muslims of Gaza await you, and the people of Kashmir still remain under the oppression of Hindu dominance, so turn toward the next fields of jihad. Your predecessor Muslim commanders conquered territory after territory, bringing them under the authority of Islam until they drove their horses into the seas, yet did not rest. So what is preventing you from hearing the cries of suffering Muslims while you possess the ability to rescue them? Complete obedience to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible under the structure of the nation state. So move forward and grant Nusra, military support to Hizb al-Tahrir, Party of Liberation, for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. It is your Khalifa, Caliph, who will lead you in jihad, provide you the great opportunity to earn the honors of Ghazi or Shaheed, unify all lands from Indonesia to Morocco under one Khilafah, eliminate the Jewish entity and expel America from this entire region. This is the true success for which those who strive must strive. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.